It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Welcome to our latest episode. So when Alyssa and I decided to start this podcast, we did it because we realized that Alyssa and I have so much in common, despite our sizable age difference. I mean, it's an enormous age difference.
It's really not.
But we are both Kent State graduates, for example. So a lot of the stories that we've been telling each other on this podcast are from our Kent State days.
Mm-hmm.
Can't read, can't write. And we still have lots more stories to share, and we will get to those in future weeks. But we also want to use this podcast in a larger sense, to tell stories and have conversations that we can't necessarily have on the radio show. And that's because we can only really talk for 3 minutes at a time, and then we have songs to play. So it's very difficult to
really dive into some
things. Yeah, to tell long stories about things. We can get into highlights and things like that, but that's why this podcast is perfect, and it's a reason why we started this podcast. So something else that Alyssa and I have in common, or we will have in common in just a few days, I got married in Las Vegas, and Alyssa is about to get married in Las Vegas. So this is the Alyssa Rose is getting married in Las Vegas preview episode. Let's go. I would play wedding music right here, but we don't have the rights to any music to play on this podcast. So, dun, 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 dun.
Da, 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 da. Am I doing the right song?
I don't know.
I was good. The first thing that came to my mind was it's a nice day for a white wedding.
See, I don't even know if we're allowed to say that on the podcast.
We are.
Are you sure?
It's me singing it. In order to avoid copyright infringement, it has to be at least 20% different, and I'm pretty sure that my rendition is different enough from Billy Idol's.
All right, so here's some wedding music then. Dun, 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 dun. Isn't that the...
Sounds like a funeral.
The wedding march?
I don't know. It won't be playing at mine. I have my playlist stacked right now. I actually have a couple of playlists already made for the trip. We could get into that.
Where do we start?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where do we start?
There's so much.
With this episode?
There's actually like so much. I feel like I've been talking about this Vegas wedding since I moved here in May, but there's so many details, Bill, that I still haven't even told you yet.
What about the guy that you're marrying?
The guy. My fiance. Yeah. Fiance. I can't wait to not have to say fiance anymore.
His name is Bryce. When did you guys meet?
We met in 2020. On Hinge.
Were you supposed to be meeting people in 2020 on dating apps?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
We were all supposed to be quarantining.
I mean, this was September of 2020. If that makes a difference.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, but I don't really think it does either, but...
Do you have to be more careful in September of 2020? Like, hey, I want to see you. I know you want to see me. But we need to have COVID tests before we can actually meet each other in person?
No, I mean, honestly, like, we're joking about it, but we were actually, like, very, very careful. Like, I don't want to say too careful because you couldn't be at that time, but we were being a lot more careful than pretty much everybody that we know. I'm immunocompromised, and Bryce's mom also is immunocompromised, and he was living at home at the time. So we definitely were being very mindful about not being out and about. And I mean, I very much had my circle pretty small. I was only seeing like three friends. So I got to add Bryce into that circle. But
How nice.
Yeah. So it was nice, though. But our first date was picking up ramen and taking it back to my apartment. Like, it wasn't really like a first date. It was just kind of hanging out. So that's about all we could do.
Was it love at first sight?
For me, it was. I didn't know if Bryce even liked me for like 3 or 4 dates.
Did you honestly think this is the guy I'm going to marry when you first met him?
You could, like, I have the receipts. You can call my sister. I was like, I love this man. Like, I was so into it.
You said this after a night of eating ramen.
I don't even know if I'd met him yet. Because we were texting for like 2 weeks before we actually met. So it gave us like a good amount of time to really get to know each other. And like, we were sending like novel long text messages back and forth.
So you always knew somewhere deep down that you were going to marry this guy.
I had hoped so.
When do you think that Bryce realized that he wanted to marry you?
I don't know exactly, but I will say, New Year's of 2020, well, 2021, I guess, we went to Vegas, and that's a whole other story. But let's get married. Not this second, but we're gonna come back here and do it.
You actually had that conversation.
Yeah. So,
and it wasn't weird to have that conversation.
No,
because at that point it's 4 months of dating.
Yeah, but I mean, also, I just feel like COVID relationships go fast because, I mean, we had been dating since September. This is the last day of December now that we're talking. It's not that long, but we had nothing to do. We were just constantly like with each other. There was really nothing else going on. He was staying over all the time. I was staying at his mom's house with him sometimes. And like, even in Vegas, we got there and we were like, this was a bad idea. It's not, COVID is not calmed down enough for us to be here. So we checked into the hotel and the rest of the night, we did not enter a building. We walked to the strip the entire night and we were just walking, talking and like had our Fat Tuesday drink and we're just walking, talking, drinking, seeing the lights. And so, I mean, that was hours. It was like 4 hours we were walking the strip.
Just walking and talking for 4 straight hours.
Literally.
When did he finally propose?
This February.
Of this year?
Yep.
February 2024. Did you know it was coming?
Yes, absolutely knew that it was coming.
How'd you know it was coming?
So he had showed me a picture of the ring on New Year's and was like, I ordered this. Or like, he was like, do you like this? I want to order it. And I was like, yes. Oh my God, I love it. You picked that out yourself? He's like, well, yeah. And so my engagement ring, it's not a diamond. It's a ruby, which is my birthstone. And my middle name really is Rose, despite what people think. And so the like setting for the diamond, or not the diamond, for the ruby is a rose. It's really pretty. He did good. But he had ordered it. And then also when it came in the mail, I was like getting ready for a Zoom call for work. And I was like, literally like makeup half done. And he was like, your ring came. Do you want it? I was like, oh my God, no. Like, you got to take me out to dinner or something, dude. Like, are you kidding me? You're not giving it to me at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday.
And he did. He eventually.
I had to make the dinner plans, but we got it done. And he proposed in the same spot that we had our first kiss.
Oh, how about that? Which was where?
Downtown San Diego.
Okay.
Like Little Italy area.
Okay. So
smelled like pee.
After dinner one night, you guys kissed there and he remembered that.
It wasn't after dinner. It was after he was hanging out at my apartment and I walked into his car.
Oh, gotcha.
I was living downtown.
You lived downtown.
I lived downtown, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. So were you guys having discussions about getting engaged, future plans, getting married at this point? Or what prompted him to buy the ring in 2024, at the beginning of 2024?
I mean, we had already talked about this. Like, talked about getting married and
Yeah, I know. I'm just curious, like for Paula and I, it was more of a financial decision.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like, well,
Jesus, how romantic.
Well, as far as the timing of it, it was, well, we've been together this long.
Yeah.
And
how long were you guys together before you got engaged?
5 years living together before we got engaged. So,
okay. So you were like approaching a common law marriage in 2 years if you hadn't just done the dang thing.
It was looking ahead as far as, okay, you make this amount of money. I make this amount of money. We're in a good place with our bills right now. How much is a ring going to cost to get the ring that she wanted?
Mm-hmm.
And so we priced that thing out and it's like, well, now's a good time. We're both doing well. Let's just do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how that happened.
Hey, I love it. And look how long you guys have been together.
Yeah.
Doesn't always have to be a big to-do.
No. But she designed her own ring. We found this. It was a friend of a friend who worked for Tiffany.
Oh, wow.
And she was a ring designer for Tiffany. And her side hustle was doing rings on her own and doing it for like friends and family.
Aw, that's so cool.
And so you just sent the money directly to her. And then she worked with Paula on designing the ring that she wanted. And then she created the ring and then she shipped it to me. Now, when it came to me, it was the same thing. It came through the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I hid it and I waited for a perfect time to ask Paula. I didn't like, hey, this box came for you.
No, you want to know the worst part is that Bryce had this ring box on his desk for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Hmm.
I just had to look at it. I'm just sitting there looking at the box. And then he started like making jokes like, here, you want to see it? And he'd like pretend to open it. I'm like, no, like, it was like, just make it a little bit special, just a little bit. Like, I'm not asking for the world here. I don't need a huge proposal, yeah. But my God, make it intentional.
Yeah, I might ask Paula these questions. We're going to have Paula, my wife, on this podcast eventually. But we want to make sure that we give adequate time to Alyssa previewing her wedding, which is later this week.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are engaged, and even at this time, in February 2024, you have no idea that you're going to move back home.
No.
You have no idea that you're moving back to Ohio at this point.
No. But to be fair, like, Bryce and I already had kind of like a goal date, not an exact date, but a goal of moving back to Ohio either beginning of 2025 or end of 2024. He wanted end of 2024, mm-hmm. And I was like, Bryce, you don't know Ohio winter.
Yeah.
I don't want to move in that. You're crazy. Also, if we're driving, there's going to be states that we straight up can't drive through at that time. So I was like, it's probably going to be spring of 25. But what do you know? We ended up here spring of 24.
Yeah. You already had one major change in your life, one new development in your life. You're engaged. And now it's OK. Now we're uprooting everything and we're moving to Ohio.
Yeah.
It's pretty major.
It was a lot.
But at that time, even when you were engaged, did you plan on getting married this year? Let's say Ohio isn't even in the equation.
Yes.
You still would have gotten married in Vegas this year.
Yeah. So we initially wanted to do it last year. So we go to Vegas every year, kind of around this time, for a music festival that mm-hmm. we really enjoy called Life is Beautiful. And so we went to that last year. And the plan was to do it during the day, like on that trip. And it just like, it just got to be too much. It just didn't work out. And we were like, you know what? Let's just hold.
But he hadn't proposed yet.
We were just going to skip it.
Oh, skip the proposal, skip
and
the ring.
And just get married. I mean, I don't wear my ring. And it's like kind of funny because a lot of people ask like, are you guys okay? And I'm like, dude, I'm fine. Like, I don't like rings.
Yeah.
I actually like, I don't really like wearing them. I have one that I wear all the time only because I don't even like this ring that much. Mm. It's just comfortable.
Like the paparazzi, yeah, they always look for the ring. They're always.
No, I've had friends ask, like, are you guys doing okay? You're not wearing it. And I'm like, it's uncomfortable.
TMZ always reports that. They're always like, hey, Jennifer Lopez isn't wearing her ring.
But then she did get divorced. So
she did.
To be fair.
Yeah, it's a sign that there could be trouble in paradise.
I know this sounds like so lame, but we actually probably really are just going to do like the rubber wedding rings from Amazon. Not, well, partially because I'm cheap as hell, but also because it's just, they look more comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I won't wear something if it's not comfortable, hence why I'm not wearing my engagement ring at the moment.
Okay, so the wedding is now just less than a week away. How did you begin to tell your family members that you were going to get married in Vegas? We're not doing anything traditional. We're not having a big wedding at some church or anything like that in Ohio. We're going to Vegas. When did you start informing family members of that?
I don't know when I started telling. I feel like I definitely started saying that we were going to get married in Vegas before we even got engaged, though. So I was prepping.
Giving them warning.
But what they didn't know is that they're not invited. That was the news that I had to break, was like, y'all ain't coming.
Okay. When did
you... Love you, but no.
When did you start to break that news?
I don't know. Maybe a couple weeks after we got engaged.
Okay.
Of like, yeah, we're just going to go to Vegas and do it. And then when my mom was like, oh, I'm going to get my dress. And I was like, no, 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 no. You're not going.
So you had that conversation right away.
I had to. My mom didn't even know what day we were getting married until about 2 weeks ago. Because I didn't want her to just show up.
So your mom will not be there.
No.
And she has accepted that now?
Reluctantly, yes.
Okay. She's made her peace with it.
Yeah. It'll probably irritate her forever. Yeah, I mean, your mom does not seem okay with it.
Yeah. And I will let you know how it went with my mom a little bit later on in this podcast when I announce my wedding. Who else wasn't invited? Your grandma and grandpa?
Yeah. No, my pap and nana aren't coming. My dad and my stepmom aren't coming.
And everybody was okay with it?
Yeah. Honestly, everybody but my mom. Because my dad and my stepmom just went and got married at the courthouse. My pap and nana, like, they were going to. But their family was like, no, we need to have a wedding. And even still, they did something really small. And my mom was the only one that was like, I crushed her dreams of like not having a big wedding and like not having the whole thing. I mean, I assume that my family knows me pretty well. They knew I wasn't going to go very traditional here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that I've ever really talked about wanting. But yeah, no, everybody's cool with it now, I think.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a pretty good ratio. You only have one person, and your mom so far is dealing with it as best as she can. As time goes by, it gets easier.
I mean, I'd assume so. Once it's over with, it's like, what are you going to do about it then?
This weekend, when you're in Vegas, she'll probably see pictures, though, on social media, and she'll get upset again. That's going to trigger her.
No, I'm telling you, what she's going to get more upset about is if I don't send her pictures. She gave me a very big lecture about, I always ask you to send me pictures and you never do, but I swear to God, if you don't take pictures and send them to me on this one, I'm going to be so mad. She was like, I might even get in touch with your sisters and ask them to. I was like, please don't do that. Please don't do that.
So who is going to the wedding then? Your sisters?
Yes, my little sisters are going to be there, which is very exciting. They've never been to Vegas. Mm-hmm. And my baby sister just turned 21, literally less than a week ago.
Watch out for her.
I know. I'm going to be on like halfway babysitting duty, but we're so excited. Yeah. So my sisters are going to be there. Bryce's older brother and his wife are going to come. Also Bryce's best friend and his girlfriend from San Diego, and two more of our friends from San Diego are coming. Oh, and my one sister's boyfriend.
Okay. So what does the itinerary look like for this weekend?
Hold up.
Like how much did you plan out? You know,
pull up my itinerary that I made in Canva.
Did you send this out to everybody who's attending? Like, hey, everyone, this is what's going on. This is the official itinerary for my wedding. You're either coming along or you're not.
No, okay. No, I didn't do that. I haven't sent it. I'm going to print them. I'm making like little like gift boxes for everybody to have, like, to give them when they get there. Pretty much just because, you know how like a lot of the time brides will do gifts for bridesmaids and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're not doing that. So like we're not having like a bridal party.
Yeah.
So I figured since we're only having, I think, like 9 people come, I was like, I'll just do little gift boxes for everybody. These are all people that are important to us. And So I'm just going to throw the itineraries in there.
That's a lot to pack, though, for the plane.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that yet.
9 gift boxes.
Yeah, we're going to be packing light as far as clothes because we got a lot of other stuff to take. But so what do we got going on? Thursday. So we get there on Wednesday night. Thursday, I want to do the high roller, the like Ferris wheel.
So as soon as you get off the plane at what is the name of the airport in? Why can't I think of the name of the airport?
I don't know.
Is it named after the mayor, the former mayor? Is it Goodman Airport?
No, it's not that. I should know this.
I think it starts with an H. Hold on. I'll Google it real quick. Because now I can't continue until I know the name of the airport.
The Harry Reid International. Or no, the new McCarran?
Yeah, it's McCarran Airport.
McCarran, yeah.
Okay, so as soon as you get off the plane, you want to go to the Ferris wheel?
I ain't wasting no time in Vegas, my man. We're only there for a couple days.
Not even going to the hotel first?
No, we're
going
to go to the hotel first. Go to the hotel, get everything all set up. And
where are you staying?
We're staying on Fremont at the Downtown Grand.
Downtown Grand.
I love it. We've stayed there, I think, like the last 3 years when we go to Vegas.
Okay.
And it's right on Fremont Street. They've got like a restaurant and a bar downstairs that's like super just like easy. It's like just comfort food, nothing too crazy. They have $1 blackjack, which the guys go crazy about. And they also have a deal, or they did last time that I was there, $2 for a PBR and a hot dog. The line was 2 hours long, but you better believe I did wait in it. I was like, I ain't passing this up. I'm a sucker for a good deal.
Okay. It's right across from the Hogs and Heifers Saloon.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Very exciting. Okay.
So, yeah. So we're going to do the high roller Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm. And also, we're going to do an ice bar. Have you ever done one of those?
I don't think so. What is an ice bar?
It's a bar made of ice. You have to wear a parka. Like you have to like rent a parka to go in.
Okay. So the entire bar is filled with ice inside?
It's made of ice. Oh. So it's called -5 because
that's the name of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a bar where everybody can go, and it's like, it's just like walking into a normal bar, except everything is ice.
I mean, you need tickets, but
oh, you need tickets.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, anybody can go. And then Friday is the big day. We're getting hitched.
Friday, what time?
2:15.
Okay.
Yep. So 2:15, we're getting married. After that, we're going to get some In-N-Out. I have been missing that.
That's where your first dinner as a husband and wife will be.
Exactly. And I can't think of a better spot.
Along with all your guests, everyone's going to In-N-Out.
Yes. So partially, there's a couple reasons for this. One, I want wedding pictures at In-N-Out. Mm-hmm. I think they're cute. I've seen them. I love them. Two, I miss In-N-Out. I would really like a double-double. Three, I'm looking out for everybody else that is coming because Friday night, we are going out. I want to make sure that everybody is fed with some greasy burgers and in a good place to drink.
Let's back up a little bit. So so you're getting married where again?
The Little White Chapel.
The Little White Chapel. You can get married at that In-N-Out too, I believe. Can you
really?
I think you can.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, don't quote me on that, but I thought that you could get married at that In-N-Out.
Oh, that changes things.
It does?
Maybe I'll see if I can do that.
Look into it.
I got a couple days. Yeah. Got a couple days to work with here.
Do you actually, on Thursday, do you have to go get the marriage license somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why we're getting there like a day early.
Okay.
To give us time to go get the marriage license and then be ready for Friday.
Gotcha. All right, back to Friday after In-N-Out. What are you doing after In-N-Out on Friday?
Taking some pictures. We're going to do cake and champagne in the hotel room.
Okay.
I'm going to like decorate everything, get some more pictures in there. And then after that, hitting Fremont Street.
And that's
go have some fun.
That's where you'll spend the rest of the night.
Yeah.
On Fremont Street.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's the plan.
And then what? What's Sunday?
Well, we're only on Saturday now.
Yeah. What's Saturday?
Saturday, we're doing a pool party.
Where's the pool party? Are you going to a different place on the Strip? Or are you staying on Fremont Street?
I think
do they
we're
have pool parties on Fremont?
Yeah, they definitely do. I think that we're gonna go to Encore Beach Club, which is on the Strip at the Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the plan. It's a little clubby, I'm not gonna lie, which is not totally my scene. However, mm-hmm. like I said, it is my sister's first time going to Vegas, there is no other time on this trip that we will be going to any sort of club. And I feel like for your first Vegas trip, like you have to do some sort of club, right?
I don't know about that.
No? You don't think so?
My only trip to Vegas that I can think of that I went to a club was, it was a guy's trip. And I was the only guy there that was in a relationship. Everybody else was single.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of forced to go to a club. And we ended up going to the club that's at the Palm. And
I don't even know what that is.
It's like, it's on like the 16th floor or something.
Okay.
And I just had the worst time.
I mean, that's me in most clubs. That's why I was like, if we're going to go to a club, it is going to be at 11 a.m. I am not going to go like late at night and go to a dark club, dimly lit with like weirdos trying to buy me drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to a beach club and at least get in a really dirty pool. That's right. The plan. I literally told my sisters, I was like, do not bring a bikini that you care about because it will change colors in that pool. It happened to me on my first Vegas trip. I was like, I went in with a hot pink bathing suit. It came out purple.
That's funny. I never would have thought of that, but you're right.
And then there was also like some dude in there wearing a t-shirt, which I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing.
What do you mean?
He was wearing a t-shirt in the pool. I just think that that's weird.
Let me tell you something. If I'm in Vegas and I'm at a pool, I'm wearing a t-shirt too.
No.
No.
Oh my God. I can't. It's Vegas. Let loose. Have some fun. Nobody cares.
I'm a pretty secure person. But one thing I am insecure about is taking my shirt off in public.
So you don't take your shirt off to get into any pool?
I don't like swimming, first of all.
Okay.
Like I don't do it that often.
Okay.
So even when I take my kids to the pool, even if it's the stupid rec pool, I'm just sitting in a chair outside. I won't go in the pool.
Ugh. No fun.
I just don't like to swim.
Oh, well. And I love to swim. I love to play mermaids. But what I was going to say is that this dude in a t-shirt, he had a white t-shirt on.
Yeah.
It was orange.
It was orange?
It was orange. Like a rust colored, like it wasn't supposed to be that color.
And you're like, does anybody see a problem with this?
Nobody did. I was like, this is kind of gross, but whatever. Cannonball. Ah!
So that's Saturday, a day of fun in Vegas. And then when's the return trip?
We are coming back on Sunday night. Yeah, my sisters head back on Saturday night. So after the pool party, they will be saying sayonara. And then we're staying one more day.
What are you going to do on Sunday?
I don't know. Like I said, some of our friends and Bryce's older brother from San Diego are going to be there.
Yeah.
So we might just get a little extra FaceTime with them. They're all driving.
Yeah.
So maybe hang out with them a little bit before they got to get in the car and do all that.
That sounds like an adequate time to spend in Vegas.
Yeah, not too long. Not too short, not too long.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. It feels surreal. I keep kind of like forgetting that we're doing this.
Yeah.
In like a couple of days.
Yeah. No, I'm happy for you. There's a lot going on. Hopefully you'll be able to stay in the moment, in the present moment, and just, you know, let it all happen.
I mean, definitely will. That was the whole point of us, like keeping it kind of small and just doing something that we wanted to do and not having like the worry of trying to keep everybody happy and like keep everybody entertained. Like it's Vegas. You're going to have something to do no matter what. We don't have to entertain anybody.
Yeah.
And we don't got to worry about any drama or nothing. So.
Well, I hear that from friends of mine that have gotten married the traditional way is that their wedding day is just a blur because they're thinking about so many things and this has to happen and then this has to happen and you're being shuttled around from this place for pictures and and everything else. And it's like it just goes by so fast. And yeah, you're not thinking of, you're not staying, you're not keeping your mind in the present moment. You're thinking about so many other things. And you're right, keeping other people happy because you're hosting them.
Right.
And yeah, and then the night's over and it's like, whoa, what just happened?
I mean, even like I said, on Friday, after we get done with In-N-Out, we're going to like go on Fremont Street, which is where we're staying, and just like take some more pictures of just me and Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, I'm like, I do want the pictures. That's why we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I don't want to like spend time away from everybody. Like, I want to just like be with everybody the whole time. So probably keep that as short and sweet as we can. I think we're going to go to the Vegas sign. So we are going to have to drive to that. So it'll be maybe like an hour, 2 hours that we're taking pictures. But even that, I was like, oh, I don't even want to spend the time doing that.
I remember going to the Vegas sign. Actually, let me save all this for part two of this podcast. I'm going to get my wife, Paula, on the phone.
Oh, yay.
We did this in 2007, except there weren't any other people. It was just the two of us. I want to see how much she remembers from that week.
Okay.
And it'd be interesting to see what she does remember. And
were you there for a week?
Almost a week. Ooh. Not a full week. Not a...
Too long.
4 days or 5 days.
Okay,
I can't remember.
4 days is okay. Five days is not.
It did feel like we were there for too long. So let's take a break here. We'll come back. My wife, Paula, will share and we'll reminisce about our wedding day in Vegas. Coming up next.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. We just heard a preview of Alyssa's wedding weekend this weekend in Las Vegas. And now part two, we have my wife, Paula, on the phone. Paula, I hope you didn't. I was going to call you earlier, but then I was thinking she probably doesn't want to sit on hold for like 30 minutes while we preview Alyssa's wedding. But now I'm thinking maybe Paula did want to hear about Alyssa's wedding weekend. Do you have any questions for Alyssa before she goes off and gets married this weekend, Paula?
Are you 100% sure that this is what you want to do with your life?
Oh, my God, Paula.
What the hell?
Hit me with the hard questions.
You mean as far as getting married to this guy or getting married in Vegas?
Yeah. Getting married.
Oh, wow. Yes, absolutely. We're already like an old married couple, just not married. So might as well just make it official.
Wonderful.
Yep. I couldn't agree more.
Yay.
Well, she previewed her itinerary and talked about who's attending and where she's staying and what she's going to be doing. And all of this is very reminiscent of what we did back in 2007. And so I thought it would be fun to see how much you remember, because it's not like we talk about our wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we reminisce and share stories from it. So it's wondering, like, I have all the memories in my head and I will tell other people, but it's not anything that we really discuss between the two of us.
But it's been 17 years now.
It has been.
Right?
17 years ago. But I think, Paula, weren't we warning people after we got engaged for like a full year? Weren't we warning people that we knew that, hey, we're not having a traditional wedding. This is not something you're going to see an invitation for. You're not going to have to buy a gift or travel anywhere. Mm-hmm. We're going to Vegas. This is going to happen. We're not going to tell you when it's going to happen.
But it's going to happen.
Is that fairly accurate?
I think so. I think for a while we toyed around with, well, maybe we'll go to the Bahamas because we were living in Florida at the time, or maybe we'll do this, or maybe we'll do that. But then as dollar figures came around, we're just like, that just sounds like a whole bunch of waste of money. So I think we gently started warning people and nobody really believed us because, mm-hmm. you know, people just don't do that. And surprise on them.
Right. But then we started planning and we put the whole thing together. You know who was a huge help in planning all this?
Who?
Was Mercedes, who works at Mix in Las Vegas. I sent her an email and I said, hey, I'm coming to Vegas to get married. She sent me back all these tips about, she basically picked the wedding chapel.
Oh, really?
That we got married at.
So how did you guys choose that one?
Because of Mercedes. Because she said, it's a cute little chapel. It's across the street from Mandalay Bay. And it's not, there's nothing cheesy about it. You know, Elvis is not there. It's, you know, just a cute little place. And the Little Church of the West is what it's called. I thought it was the perfect place for us. Don't you, Paula?
Yeah, it was so cute. We took the kids back there and took pictures. And it was adorable still.
Yeah.
My mom got married there for one of her Vegas weddings.
The Little Church of the West?
Yeah, the second one.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we recommend it to anybody who wants to run away to Vegas. But Paul and I jumped on a plane. I didn't even tell people that I worked with. Like on the morning show.
How did you get away with that?
Because I wanted to surprise them when I got back.
Oh, so once again, Bill is creating content.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
This is what I've done all my life. So I think the way that I let them know was because I had control of the website.
Uh-huh.
I posted a picture of myself. So what I did, I took the week off.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But they still were working that week. It was just that they were working without me.
What did they think you were doing?
Well, what I did was I posted a picture of Paula and I just married, and I posted it on the website.
Uh-huh.
And then someone saw it, called into the show, and they're like, did you know that, where's Bill this week? And they're like, he's on vacation. And it's like, did you know he got married? And everybody's like, what? And then they went to the website.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we got a ton of website hits that week.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because everybody went to the website to see that I got married.
Breaking news.
Yeah. So that's how I surprised.
You know what's even more shocking to me is what? That you logged in to the website, like the back end of your radio station's website when you got married.
Always,
I would never.
Always thinking, always working.
Oh my God.
So we just jumped on a plane on, I think it was like a Monday, and we got to Vegas and we checked in. We stayed at Caesar's Palace.
Okay, nice.
I think really that day was preparation for the next day, which was the day that we got married. Same thing. We went and got our marriage license.
Mm-hmm.
I went somewhere and got my tux. And I don't remember if we had a nice dinner that night before, but I'm sure that we did. And then Tuesday morning, I think was the day that we got married. And Paula needed some extra time to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember I got into my tux and I went downstairs and just sat at a bar and just drank until she was ready to go.
Oh,
and
then my God.
When she, well, what else are you going to do? Right? You're in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right.
So once she was ready, then I went upstairs and I remember seeing her for her wedding dress.
Aww.
For the first time, standing in the hallway of Caesar's Palace.
What'd you think?
Gorgeous. Beautiful. Maybe I'll post a picture of that somewhere.
Paula, tell me about your dress. What did you go with, like a fun dress? Did you go with like a traditional dress?
Well, I found a dress that I really, really liked when we were in Portland, and it was at this cute little boutique shop on West 23rd Street. And I always had a picture of it in my mind. And then when we were living in Florida and we're actually planning the wedding, one of my good friends was a seamstress, and so I gave her the briefest outlines of what I was looking for, found some pictures that sort of looked like it, and I said, I want something like this. And so she threw it together, and it looked absolutely gorgeous, and it was just a strapless gown with, like, a blue sash for the blue part of the wedding, and, it looked great.
Oh, wow. So it was like a custom made.
I was going to cut it off and make it into like a short party dress, but I never did. So,
yeah, no, I'm doing a short dress for our Vegas wedding. I'm doing a short dress in general. I'm saying for the Vegas wedding. It's our only wedding. Well, but
the one drawback to both of us being super dressed up on a Tuesday morning, I'm wearing a tux, she's wearing a gorgeous wedding dress. Then, you know, the reality of what we had planned and set up, we had to go outside of Caesars and stand in the taxi cab line.
Oh, no.
To wait for a taxi cab, a grimy, cruddy taxi cab, which drove us to the little Church of the West.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we would have loved to have rented a limo, but I don't think either of us wanted to spend that much money. And I don't know what that would have cost, but
oh,
I don't know.
You just gave me an idea. I just realized I didn't like think about this at all. Maybe I should get a limo for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, it's something to think about. I mean, do you have any regrets about being in a taxi cab an hour before our wedding, Paula?
No, I just remember walking back because we were going to get, like, we didn't get a taxi. We were going to walk all the way back from Mandalay Bay all the way to wherever we were staying.
Oh, my God.
On the other end of the strip?
Yes.
Yeah, we got into another cab. So here's what we did. So we went to the Little Church of the West, and we got married, and the guy kept asking for his money, like, over and over. Do you remember that guy? Who, the preacher?
At the church or in the cab?
At the church.
Oh, yeah.
The preacher. He just kept asking for his money. He's like, do you have my
$50? Are you serious?
It's like, yeah, dude, we have your $50. Like,
oh, my God.
How do you think we're going to stiff you on this? You know, it's just the two of us. We're dressed up. This is not a prank. You'll get your money.
Oh, my goodness. Like, let me be in love for just a second.
Those are just the little things that took away the romance of the whole thing. But
well, yeah, but
whatever.
They're funny stories, though, too. They're fun memories.
And then we had the ceremony. Do you remember anything about the ceremony?
They asked if we wanted to videotape it, and I'm like, no.
No, thanks.
Because right, then
that would have been another.
Anybody, so what are we going to do? Be yeah. Like, oh, here's what you guys missed. Here you go.
Well, that's 100% right. Like, and we would not be watching that video over and over again, right?
That's a cash grab.
Yeah.
They sent me the same thing last week being like, do you want to add a video on for $275? And I was like, no, I don't. Thank you.
So we had no plan after the ceremony. After the ceremony, I remember crossing the street, which I guess would be Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah.
And we went to Mandalay Bay. Now, it was kind of like it was a little farther walk than I would have hoped. And she's wearing a wedding gown and I'm wearing a tux. But we make it inside Mandalay Bay. And while we are there, that's when I had the idea, let's start calling people and let them know what we just did. God, that was stupid and a big mistake.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I guess because I just got married and I did want to share. There was a part of me that wanted to share it with somebody. And I wanted
the biggest moments of your life, you know, and you want the most important people to know about it.
That is true.
So I think I called my siblings and got voicemail for everyone and just left them voicemails. My mother picked up the phone.
Uh-oh.
And
I already know how she feels about this.
Yeah, you can only imagine how that conversation went.
Did she yell at you?
No, she didn't yell. In fact, she did the opposite.
Did she cry?
I don't think she cried.
Quiet.
She got really quiet.
Oh.
She got quiet mad.
That's probably the worst type.
And she kept saying this over and over. Like when I was giving her the details of what we were doing, and she just kept saying this. She kept saying, oh, I would have really enjoyed being there. Oh, I would have really liked to have seen that. And she just kept saying that over and over.
Oh, my God.
Until I just got really uncomfortable. And I'm like, okay, well, sorry. I guess we're going to go. I'll talk to you later. And I hung up and I immediately regretted my decision on calling.
Oh,
my God. Should not have done it that way. I should have waited. I mean, the thing is, in my mind, because we were living in Florida at the time. My parents were in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, when am I going to see them and tell them that I got married? Because at that point, you have to do it in person if you're not going to do it over the phone.
Well, I mean, do you have any regrets about doing it in Vegas?
What?
Because you said
getting married in Vegas? No, absolutely not.
Because I like how you said, like, I immediately regretted making calls.
Yes.
Not getting married in Vegas, just making the calls.
Yes. I would have, if I could do one thing differently, it's I would not have let anyone know while I was in Vegas that I got married.
Okay.
But the thing is that what I have not, and it's a hypothetical, and I'll never know the answer, but when would I have told them? When would have been a good time?
Should have just done it on the air.
There is no good time. That's the problem. If they weren't there, they never would have been happy, and there would never have been a good time to tell them. If people aren't going to be happy no matter where they are with your good news, then there's no good time to tell them.
That's is so true.
Probably right.
Yeah.
The wisdom of Paula.
The wisdom of Paula. And Paula, you said that you don't have any regrets about getting married in Vegas either, right?
No, I wanted the most expensive thing at that wedding to be my wedding ring. And it was, it still is, and I do not regret not spending tens of thousands of dollars on food and flowers and videos that I don't watch and, you know, crap.
Essentially a party for other people.
So the rest of the afternoon,
right.
After, I think Paul and I just bar hopped because we had dinner reservations that night at Delmonico's. At the Bellagio?
Oh, fancy.
No, not at the Bellagio.
Oh?
I forget where Delmonico's is. It's at the...
Venetian?
The Venetian, thank you.
Oh, God, yeah. That's even nicer.
The Venetian. So we just kind of like kill time and we just bar hopped a little bit. We did eventually get back into another cab and we went to Delmonico's for dinner. And I remember sitting in... Do you remember this part? We were sitting in the... we went to the sports book.
Okay.
At the Venetian, and we're waiting for our table.
Were you still in wedding attire?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And I don't remember what happened, Paula, because we were drinking all afternoon, so my memory might be a little spotty. I just remember my wife sitting there in the sports book of the Venetian, and she's puffing on a cigar.
And you're like, that's my wife.
Is that vision accurate? Is that memory?
Yes, but I can't tell you how I got that.
I can't. Yeah. Somebody was. Because that's what we received a lot of congratulations all day long.
Oh, I'm sure.
Maybe a few free drinks. And someone decided to get Paula a cigar.
Aw.
And so that's. But I remember just looking at her and I'm like, it doesn't get any better than this, man.
Right? Like you're like, this is it. This is a highlight of my life right now.
But we had a wonderful dinner at Delmonico's. It was delicious, and we got a bottle of wine that we still it was a Pinot from Oregon, wasn't it?
Yeah, Willamette Valley.
Yeah, and we still get that wine occasionally, and you know that's our wedding bottle of wine.
Okay. I was gonna say, did you keep it, like the bottle of wine that you got there? Or did you drink it?
I think I either kept the cork or maybe they gave me the bottle so I could like take the label off. I think maybe they just gave me the cork and then like the next year when we got it for our anniversary, I took the label off and saved it that way.
Oh, that's cute. I love that that's like a little tradition that you guys made.
Am I just losing my mind or does Paula's voice sound like we're speeding it up? Does it sound high-pitched to you?
It actually does sound a little high-pitched.
Isn't that weird?
I thought it was just me.
Hey, Paula, I'm going to call you back real quick.
Making me sound like Smurfette.
Yeah, it sounds weird. All right.
It's a lot higher pitched than you usually are.
I'm going to call you back. Hold on. That's got to be.
Bye.
All right, bye. That is weird.
Hi.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. So we'll see if this is better.
Okay.
All right, where'd we leave off in this story? Oh, the bottle of wine. Okay. So after dinner, now here's the thing. So we got married at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And we've been day drinking all day. And then we just had dinner, a filling dinner, and a bottle of wine. We get back to our hotel room, and it's like 8 o'clock at night. Also keep in mind that we... have traveled from Florida.
Yeah, so that's a long flight too.
So it's a three-hour time change. So in our world, it's really 11 o'clock at night.
Oh boy.
But it's in reality, it's 8 o'clock in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who decides to go to bed?
You.
No, Paul.
What? Plot twist. I thought for sure it would be you.
She's like, I'm going to bed. And I'm like, it's our wedding night. And you want to go to bed at 8 o'clock on our wedding night? She's like, I'm tired. What do you want?
You guys had a big day. You have the rest of your lives together.
So that's how I spent our wedding night.
Did you go back down to the bar, drink some more?
I think I did eventually. Like, I think I tried to go to sleep, but I'm like, I can't do this. It's like,
It's still practically light outside at that point.
I know there's a time change there, but it's still, in my mind, it's like, I just got married today. I've got all this adrenaline. My wife's sleeping at 8 o'clock at night. I think I went down and just hung out for a little while.
Did you keep the tux on?
I might have changed at that point.
You might as well have just kept it on and continue getting free drinks. Change the story. Be like, I was left at the altar. You would have gotten a lot of free drinks at that point.
That would have been a lot of fun. Now, the next morning, I had planned this in advance. So my gift to Paula was I booked her a massage.
Okay.
At Caesar's Palace.
Aw.
Now, I did this because I wanted to give her a really nice gift while we were in Vegas, and I wanted her to have this nice massage.
Uh-huh.
But I also knew at that time in 2007, the Cleveland Indians were in a pennant race.
Oh.
With the Minnesota Twins, and it was a big Indians-Twins series that week. And so I scheduled her massage right around first pitch.
I can't.
I know, right?
I can't deal with you.
And so while Paula was getting a nice massage at Caesar's,
why didn't you just keep that to yourself?
I told her that day.
Yeah, you should have kept that in.
Oh, it was great.
That's an inside thought.
And so I sat at the Caesar's Sportsbook and watched the Indians and Twins play, and the Indians won.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah. Well, at least Paula got a massage. I'm glad she got something out of it and didn't just have to sit there and watch the Indians.
It was a perfect wedding vacation. Wedding/vacation.
We didn't have to deal with anybody else's drama. We didn't have to deal with anybody else's agendas.
Now, if the Indians had lost, you may have had to deal with the Indians' drama. But I'm glad that they did not. Because I know Bill is never in a good mood when Cleveland sports teams lose.
This is a future topic. Like, what did your man, what did your SO do on your honeymoon that's not really considered honeymoonish? Because I'm sure people, they go on their honeymoon and it happens during a sports season.
Uh-huh.
Like, do they go watch NFL? What did they do that you didn't think they should do, but they did anyway? Something like that.
And you're like, what?
Yeah. You want to do that?
What are you doing?
But see, that's why Paula and I are perfect for each other, because Paula understood.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, like, I will be bringing my Nintendo Switch on this trip.
Okay.
And when I need some enrichment time and a minute to just rest, I will be playing my Stardew Valley. I don't care if it's a wedding weekend. I'm going to have a good time. And that's what my good time consists of at the moment.
That's all I really remember from our wedding. I remember that we both felt like we were in Vegas too long, and so we were happy to fly home.
Yeah, that's like one of the worst feelings, though.
Because we're not big gamblers.
You know, I'm not either.
We wanted...
It's hot and gross out there in September.
It's hot, and like there's only so much day drinking I can do.
Yeah.
I can't do that much. There comes a point
there's
where
a lot
I'm
of
like...
trashy people there.
Oh, but I do love the trashy. I love how trash. That's why we're staying on Fremont, though, because I love people watching.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, but then after 3-4 days of it, you're just like, all right, gross people.
Yeah, that is true. That is so true. That's how I feel sometimes at music festivals. Depending on the festival, by the last day, I'm like, you people have not showered the whole time you've been here, and this is disgusting. I can smell you. I hate it.
Any other memories or... anything that that sticks out to you from our wedding, Paula?
No. I mean, I wouldn't change anything about it, so.
Yeah. Well, that's all that matters.
I'm sure you'll have a similar experience out there.
I can only hope so. I really don't think anything will go wrong. I'm sure that I will come back just beaming from ear to ear. So, but I feel like we definitely set ourselves up for that experience to not have any issues.
Yeah.
So.
I think you're doing it the right way. I mean, you get the seal of approval from Paula and I anyway. I mean, how could we? Yeah.
And that's all I really care about, honestly.
And there's no reason to call us right after you get married. We already know what you're doing.
Are you sure? Because I can. I will.
You know what the other thing that just occurred to me? And believe me, I did not, I don't think that we anticipated this, but when Paul and I did return, how did we let other people in our life know? Because I did the phone calls to my immediate family.
Right.
I alerted my coworkers by posting on the website.
And I guess at this point, was social media wasn't really like big yet.
Facebook was around.
But was it big?
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't even on Facebook until 2009.
I think in 2007, I think Facebook was still college students.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So how did we do it? So we
ordered announcements.
We ordered announcements and sent it to anyone who would have potentially been invited to a wedding if we actually had a traditional wedding and reception.
Oh, that's smart. How did that go over?
You want to know what happened? People started sending us money.
So you're saying I should do that?
I don't think it's a bad idea. Like, I don't think that I really anticipate. Like, I just wanted to let my aunts and my uncles
right.
and everyone know that, hey, we did this.
Like, hey, by the way.
Yeah. I did not anticipate getting $200 in the mail the next week.
Oh, wow.
But it was very, very welcome, and I'm grateful for it. I just didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, like, nah, no, if you send something in the mail, you're probably going to get money back. Because even, like, I'm thinking, like, my graduation party, like, even the people that couldn't come, they're like, oh, here's $100.
And what Paula was saying, I think Paula had a good point. What she said, I remember you saying this, Paula. She's like, look, these people are happy that you did not have a destination wedding, because all these people would have had to, if they wanted to come to the wedding, they would have had to fly to Florida and get a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now they're wishing you a marriage, a happy marriage, by just sending you a couple $100.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, as somebody who has been a part of weddings not taking place in my city that I live in, it's a hassle. I didn't want to put that on anybody else either, because I thoroughly did not enjoy the weddings that, like, I've been a part of that are not in my location.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to make anybody else do that. And I also didn't want to deal with it myself.
We were like the last of our group to get married because we had moved around so much and, you know, all this other stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not making them do what they made us do. I'm a better person than they are.
Right? Exactly.
All right. Well, Alyssa Rose, have an amazing time. Have the time of your life in
Vegas.
Thank
you. I can't wait.
And then we're going to do a podcast on the post-show review of your wedding. So that'll be coming out in a couple of weeks. But then, Paula, we need to have Alyssa to the house for a Fire Pit Friday.
Oh, yeah. He finally invited me.
Yeah.
Finally.
Okay.
We should do that.
Anybody's welcome.
Come out for a Fire Pit Friday, and then she can tell us all about her weekend in Vegas there.
I'll bring lots of pictures, too.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Paula.
Good luck.
Love you. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Paula.
Love you, too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. There you go.
Perfect.
So yeah, next week on Can't Read, Can't Write, I have no idea. We'll put something out. I don't know what it's going to be, but then in 2 weeks, we'll have the Vegas review. And you can hopefully there will be stories to tell.
Oh, I'm sure.
From a wonderful, magical, romantic weekend in Vegas.
Or just just me being like a trashy little Cleveland gal running around Vegas getting into shenanigans. I'm assuming there'll probably be more like that. But you know what? Whatever. There will be stories.
Share the debauchery. Can't read, can't write. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.